The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
Well, good morning. It's Pep Talk on this Friday morning, day after Christmas. And we're talking boats.
Boats and school and beautiful
all
weather.
All sorts of fun things. I know that actually the fog's gone now.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Telling you, it's beautiful out there right now. It's going to be a great day. So, yeah, you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show, 850-437-1620. Call or text that number if you have any questions or comments about your boat. Maybe you have a question or comment to Bill Kidwell, who's here with us today from Key Marine Center. He's here today to answer your questions as well. So Key Marine is our sponsor. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com. You can go to their website, check out all their specials, their deals. Bill, do they put service requests and stuff on the website or anything like that, or is this just informational as far as what they have in stock?
Pretty much what we have in stock and any specials or incentives that we may have. And I guess everyone knew, if they followed the show, that we did have the customer appreciation discount that was going on until the 19th, but we'll go ahead and fix all those boats when we get back. We've got a clipboard full of them.
Nice. So they're out right now until the 5th. Y'all come back on the 5th?
Okay. The 5th. Same day as y'all.
Okay, same day. I'm out until the 5th as well, so out of school.
out of school.
Meg, Meg makes fun of me because I get so many little breaks here and there, you know, and she says, you take too many vacations and stuff. Yeah, school teachers do that.
I know.
But if we didn't do that, you know, we'd probably go a little crazy, you know, because it's a lot of pressure at school trying to teach people and things like that. I used to not think that when I first got there. I think y'all take a lot of breaks, but after almost 18 years now,
you're gonna need it.
I need them, you know, so it works out. So yeah, we are out of there until the 5th, and the students come back on the 6th. So you can check out Key Marine Center, their website at keymarinecenter.com. They have their Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, Cox diesel engine, Merc Cruiser product on there as well, and you can check out that website for all their specials and things they got going on. It's a great place to do that, and you can also visit them out there on Bower Road, 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can't call them today, but you can probably leave a message if you need to. 850-492-0487 is the phone number out there, so check all that stuff out. You know, when I come to this show, I have a lot of stuff to talk about because I'm in school. You know, but I'm not in school, so I don't have a lot to talk about. We're going to let Bill talk about some things, but I do want to mention that we are getting into the new year, and I want to say Happy New Year's to everyone out there as we go into the new year, and also to hopefully everybody had a wonderful Christmas, which I did as well, and I enjoy that little time, you know, Christmas time and things like that, so I hope everybody did that. I hope everybody bought some boating products. Maybe a boat or an engine for your better half or something, you know? So maybe that happened. And so we just want to wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful new year as I go into my new, not a school year, but a regular year. I'm always thinking forward, thinking of what I need to do to change my curriculum, to better adjust for different type students and things like that, because I want to try to give everybody the best opportunity that they have. So, you know, and as if people don't know, I'm the marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. I always forget to mention that.
Right.
And I've been over there close to over 17 years, going on 18 years now, and just love my job. We're sponsored by Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, those companies, and all the different dealerships and people we have coming in there help us with all the things we got going on at Georgetown. And I'm just happy to be there, and I'm looking forward to the new year as we go into it. So Bill, what you got for us today? I know you got a lot of stuff on your mind.
Well, a few things here and there. First of all, I wanted to, just like you did, wish everyone a happy new year that's coming up on us. And Man, I am just so excited about the year that's coming. I've just have a lot of confidence in the way things are going to turn out this year, and for us to continue, you know, spreading the word on what we've got out there to offer at Key Marine. You know, we are, like Stefan has said, we are Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki and Cox Diesel outboard dealership out there, way on the west side of town. And, you know, we're out there giving people the customer service they're not used to, you know, and it's just, it's like a, we're not a national chain. So it's that, you know, down home feel there. And we really work hard to try and, you know, make a difference. And hey, I do know that there are several people out there that did get motors from us for Christmas. So they're probably out fishing about now.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want a brand new motor, right?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and a lot of them.
Break that in.
Yeah, a lot of them had, you know, there were some incentives going on. That usually that happens towards the end of the year, but there's still great incentives out there. Mercury's always, we've usually always got an extended warranty through Mercury we can pass on. And just, it's not just the, you know, repowering, it's just the servicing and fixing stuff the right way, you know, with our, we've got several great qualified technicians out there. We just picked up another technician from Stefan and his program out there. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, I want to touch on that one more time.
Okay.
With Stefan. And Stefan and I, we go way back into like the early 90s, maybe even the late 80s, and, you know, serving this community with all their boating needs. And so, you know, we've done a lot, and we're both passionate at what we do. He's, of course, getting us, you know, providing the technicians that we are always needing, because, of course, there's always a turnover. And once he sends them to not only us, but other dealerships in the city, and I guess outside of the city as well, in that, you know, we're taking it from there and trying to mold them and always trying to build this unbeatable team of not only repowering boats, but fixing the boats. And so, yeah, I always want to kind of, you know, recognize your passion there. And I think you recognize how passionate I am, because we're not spring chickens anymore. Most of the time when people get to our age in this industry, they're thinking about hanging it up. Well, I don't think either one of us are.
No, I got a few more years left, you know,
too.
And I'm gonna keep doing it, you know, see what
happens. Having fun.
You know, my mindset is I'm gonna keep working. I enjoy working. I enjoy my job. I actually love my job and what I do out there. And, you know, as I went into the holidays, I have family over and stuff, and a lot of times the discussion turns to my job and
right.
people's jobs. Typically, people talk about, we try to keep politics out of it, because so we talk about jobs, right?
Right.
And how you're doing in your work and stuff like that, you know? And so we were talking about my class and things like that, and the difference in students now, and how students are taught differently or learn differently now than
right.
they have 5 years ago. Things are so much different.
They are.
And you have to try to adjust according to that. And if you're not a teacher or an instructor, you're teaching not only younger people, but older people. My age group right now is probably in my classroom average 20, anywhere from 19 to 22 years old. And what happens as I start teaching people and I'm bringing new students in, of course, I'm trying to learn them and understand them and get to know them. So it helps if you're an instructor to know people that you're teaching.
Right.
You know, their personalities, their strengths, their weaknesses, the way they react to correction mm-hmm. or that kind of stuff, because all people act differently, right?
You're right.
And Bill sees that where he works too, because if a technician messes up, you have to approach it differently from one technician to another, right, Bill?
Yep.
And you have to learn them as well, right? Some people shut down when you get onto them. Right.
Right.
Some people get angry. Some people, you know, they just can't take the criticism or the corrections. Right. And mm-hmm. the same in your part, too. Right.
You sure is. And you definitely, that's like Stefan says, that's definitely always a challenge of figuring out each individual personality, because we all want to coexist and we all want to be happy and have that happy, you know, type of you know, the whole vibe at work needs to be that way, not only at work, but at school.
Yeah. And I think a lot of times that, you know, when, as an instructor, it's important to work with each student and their personalities and try to figure them out. Of course, like I have four new students starting on the 6th of January. So now I have all these students at different levels in my classroom, okay? Mm-hmm. So I have some that's been there for several months, some that's been there close to a year, some that's working out in the field. And now I'm bringing in another batch because we have open enrollment in my classroom. Now I have to learn the new students' personalities and get to know them and figure out what direction to go with them as I'm teaching the rest of the class their things and what they're doing, right?
Right.
So it is a challenge to do that. You know, and I can imagine. It is. It's very challenging. And I think part of the process is when you're doing this as an instructor, you don't notice this difference for a period of time. If that makes any sense.
Yes.
So you have these techniques that are working, and as you're progressing through the certain group of students or the class, you start noticing that, wow, this isn't working anymore.
Right.
And you have to start to consider that and start changing things. You don't want to do a drastic change or a big difference in a change, but you have to do a small change to where, okay, maybe I need to change up my curriculum the way I'm wording it a little bit, and I have to do that a lot.
Oh, you do?
The words, yes.
The words.
Because if I found lately, and I wasn't even going to talk about this today. I didn't know what I was going to talk about, but this happens to be a good subject for me, that if I do not put in there piece by piece by piece exactly what you're going to do, step by step by step, where in your mind you're thinking, wow, this worked for 15 years and all the students understood it. Now I have a group of students that don't understand what I'm saying. It's crazy.
That is.
You know, it's crazy.
That is.
And I know he's always pushing, like we are at Key Marine, to not only, you know, him have to do that, but all the other students and the employees at Key Marine to push each other, you know, for it to be somewhat of a competition a little bit.
Right.
Just to bring that whole overall, you know, the level of expertise to that next level. So that's all kind of like a chess game. And
interesting.
It's crazy. 850-437-1620. If you have a question or comment about the show, maybe you have a question about your boat. I hear it's going to get cold again next week. We've been very lucky with warm weather, but I believe it's supposed to get pretty cold next week. So you need to think about that as well. Maybe you have a question for Bill. Maybe your boat's not running right, or you need to look at that. Maybe you have a question about that, and you might be able to fix it by an answer that we give. We've done that before. We've given an answer on the show, and the listener was actually able to fix their boat by what we told them.
That's
cool.
Great.
Yeah, so you could do that too. 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you. Jot that number down, because Bill's going to give away something here in just a little bit, probably about the 20-minute mark of the show. He'll probably give something away.
Yeah, we're not sure exactly what we'll give away this week because I haven't been back to work. Actually, I've been away from work since the 12th because I went to Atlanta myself to another school up there. Things are changing so much that you have to stay on the cutting edge if you want to provide that service that's cutting edge and you know, different than what a lot of people expect.
So you went to a Hellmaster school, is that correct?
I did.
Can you explain Hellmaster who makes Hellmaster, and give me just a little bit of what you did at school and what you learned.
Okay. Yeah, it was exciting. I had been to Hellmaster, the old Legacy class, years ago, probably almost 15 years ago, but they've changed it since, and it's a boat control, an advanced boat control system. Was introduced by Yamaha and is produced by Yamaha. And what it does, it gives you like a joystick, and you're able to maneuver the boat, several things with it, but you're able to maneuver the boat just straight side to side, spin it around. There's an autopilot function now that utilizes just GPS. And with the advent, it's called Hellmaster EX for expandable, because you can start at just having, you know, level one, level two, three, and it goes all the way up to four. But ever since they've come out with electric steering, just like in the automotive industry, things have gotten a lot more precise and reliable. And so when it comes to the autopilot function, when you set a course that's maybe 30 miles from here, it's definitely a lot more precise at getting you there, because you don't have the deal with hydraulics that would sometimes, you know, take you off course, not completely, but it's a whole lot better. But it's really just an advanced boat control deal by Yamaha.
That's awesome.
So I'm going to ask you a question. It's what I do on every Thursday night when I at my class. You know what I'm going to ask you? What did you learn?
I learned a lot more. I actually, of course, you learn all the components that it takes to make that up. And, you know, and then, of course, how much it costs, because it is kind of a pricey thing. But I also learned something that I didn't know was, you know, the difference between level 3 and 4 going to that, being able to have the joystick where you're able to control the boat and, you know, just by using a joystick and not the steering wheel and the actual shifter, just like, mm-hmm. you know, almost like a spaceship in a way, is, you know, they have what we call spot lock, stay point, drift point, and all of that that enables the boat to sit right where it's at. That was introduced by a lot of trolling motor companies several years ago. I mean, it hadn't been real long, less than 10 years probably. But now you can do that with just your engines on the boat and all. Learned a whole lot there. Learned a lot to explain to the customers, because there's a lot of people out there. Dustin and I have noticed the gates are just opening wide open to people being more confident in, you know, how to spend their money now.
And right.
We've actually got 1, 2. I know we've got 3 in works right now. We've got a level 4, which is the whole thing with the mm-hmm. joystick and all the bells and whistles with that. And so, yeah, I did learn quite a bit.
Good, good. And what's interesting about this, and we're going to do that giveaway in just a minute. So, B, the new student that you took on, he trains on that level 4 system in my classroom.
Oh, really?
We have it.
What a great integration.
Yeah, we had that, and, you know, and he understands it, and, you know, to a certain extent, he understands his laptop on it and stuff like that, so he can set it up. Oh, so that's pretty neat that he has that ability to do that. And, of course, hopefully they'll send him to school for that, and he'll learn so much more as he goes to the Yamaha schools. You want to do that giveaway today?
Yeah, he'll definitely going to school for sure. Probably not this year, but, you know, we send everyone to multiple schools and get them up there. Well, this week I think we're going to do something similar to what you did last week and just have that 6th person to text in Happy New Year. That's all you got to do.
All right.
And then we'll get your name and all. And then when we get back to work after the 5th, I'll know what the prize is and all. But if I'll have your name, and you can come out to our place at 5621 Bower Road and claim that within 30 days. We'd like to have it within about a month. But, yeah, that's the question.
It's going to be a surprise prize.
Yeah,
oh, so those are the best.
That's pretty
those
cool.
Are the best.
It's always a good prize that they give. So, you know, it's always really good. So it's going to be awesome. So, yeah, the 6th person to text us Happy New Year. And we'll take that, and you're going to want monitor that. No, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Are you familiar with boating? Do you have a boat or anything?
I don't. Really want one.
Okay.
I've always been interested in it.
Okay.
But it's just I just haven't had the confidence enough to walk in and say, let's do this. You know,
so are you afraid to get a boat, or are you, or do you, when you say, have you ever boated before with anybody? Or
I've boated with friends before and I really loved it, but just doing it on my own.
Okay.
You know, bringing my family out with me, that, you know, for me, that's kind of like a, well, you know, where do I even start?
Right. Exactly. And I'm glad I asked you that question. Yeah. So that's a good question to ask. Where do you start? I would start with an online boating safety course.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's the very first thing I would do. And they have safety courses online. I don't think they're very expensive.
I don't think they are either. Yeah, you didn't have any experience growing up. Your parents didn't have a boat and all that?
No, and I've lived here most of my life.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you lived here most of your life and you have a boat, there's something very wrong with that.
Well, yeah.
Right?
I know.
Yep.
I know.
But I would do that. I would do a boating safety course, an online boating safety course, and start with that. That'll get you more comfortable with safety stuff, which is the very first thing you need to understand is safety.
Right.
And it also talks about navigation and things like that, so that'll help you too. Mm-hmm. And then maybe just get out on a boat with somebody and ask them to teach you how to drive it and start running the boat a little bit. And then as you gain confidence, then try to decide, what type of boating am I going to do?
Right.
Am I a pleasure boater where I just want to hit the restaurants or just hang out on the beach or whatever? Do I want to fish? Do I just, you know, that kind of thing.
Do you know people who offer lessons, you know, if
their captains out there?
Yeah. I was just curious.
Yeah, there are captains out there. I have some previous students that actually do that. I'll get your information, your phone number, and I can get that to you as well. And they people do take you out on their boat or a boat, and they'll even take you on your boat.
Oh, wow.
And train you as well. So, yes, we can do that.
Okay. And you don't have to worry about maintaining the boat and all that, because that's what Key Marine is, one of the reasons why we're there, is to help you with that and
that's
all.
That's nice.
But yeah, it's definitely.
That would have been like a big, the second part of it.
Yeah.
Would have been like, I got to maintain
it. It's like having a car that you would take to the dealership to have them maintain it.
Gotcha.
Nothing different.
Yep. That's awesome.
And you got to be boat smart about when you get ready to buy a boat.
I love that. So I love
it works out. 850-437-1620. We got anybody with an answer yet?
Not yet.
Come on now. Text us Happy New Year for this prize. It's a prize, a surprise prize from Key Marine.
It'll probably be a hat and shirt. And usually we give away stuff like that all the time.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
And you, you were talking a minute ago, you said you talked about a turnover in technicians. I want to say this because this is something I'm proud of as far as my relationship with Key Marine. Is most of the people I send out there, I don't think anybody, most of them are out there for 8 years or more. I don't know how long Chance was out there, but he was out there for quite a while.
Yeah, I think it was almost 8, but I think more like 7. And we have every intention of keeping every student that comes from that class or every employee period, no matter where they come from, until they retire. We're focused on building that rock solid team.
Well, that's good.
That's important,
that's
right?
That's amazing, yeah.
And as you're getting ready to buy a boat, you know about Key Marine, but it's like when you have your car serviced or anything, I always ask, even when I'm buying something, I always ask the people that are helping me, how long have you been here?
Right.
Because that gives me an idea of what type of business I'm dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have a big turnover of employees, employees aren't staying there that long, I feel like they're not taking care of their customers either.
Yeah.
You know, that's my thoughts on things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like coming into this station here at 1620. I see the same faces all the time. You know, so I know this is a good place to work and it's a good place to have a show. And
18
I know
years here.
18 years. You know, that's a big deal.
Right.
So you're happy and that makes us happy, you know, as doing business with y'all. And that's the way that Key Marine is.
Yeah, we definitely have one heck of a crew out there. We're so excited about bringing on B, and we have Jeff there. And we have three other technicians that are rock solid that are, you know, we've got a team that we're focused at, just like I keep repeating myself all the time, because I just want people to know. I know whenever I go somewhere and I need to have a service completed, something that I just don't want to do or can't do, you know, that confidence in the team that you're bringing it to is so important.
That's huge.
And it's just, you know, repeat business. We have several file cabinets full of paper, you know, all the records from several loyal customers. You know, we service Holiday Harbor Marina and, you know, a lot of boat trailer. Everyone brings their boats by trailer to 5621, but we service the Holiday Harbor, Lost Key Marina, and a lot of boats. We have an actual fleet of trailers that we can meet people at the ramp. A lot of them don't have trailers that live on like Ono Island and all that.
Right.
So yeah, we're focused on, you know, giving everyone that level of service that they're not used to on the west side of town.
That's right.
Yeah, and right now, you know, as we're in the holidays, a lot of people forget about their boats. But here's the thing. You need to start thinking about your boat, because really January is coming up. And before you know it, February is going to hit.
Oh, I know.
Right? And that's when boating season really starts in our area, really starts kicking off into February. February, March, things are getting really crazy because fishing starts happening and all this stuff. And then, you know, so you need to start thinking now about your boat.
Right.
If you need stuff fixed on it right now, you need to take it to Key Marine when they open up and get everything fixed, get it serviced, get it ready for next year, so you're not waiting on that big list of customers they have when February and March gets here, right?
Right.
Yeah, we can definitely get. But, you know, with the amount of technicians that we have and the way that everything is managed over there, even all last year, we kept it to like 2 weeks
the
most.
That's awesome.
And it's hard to do sometimes, but, you know, that we're always really, you know, just clawing and trying to make that happen. Yep.
This show's over already, so just happy New Year's to everybody. I want everybody to be safe.
Yes.
And if you're out there drinking on New Year's, get a ride home.
Yeah.
Right? Whether you're in your boat or your car.
That's right.
Yep. Come to see us at Key Marine.